Well, despite a big appetite for change among many voters in Malaysia, the election there has left the long-ruling Barisan Nasional coalition in charge of the country. Among some young voters, there's a feeling that despite the result, the tide of change is unstoppable and a new culture of transparent democracy is taking hold in Malaysia. But many urban voters are bitterly disappointed by the result. They were hoping that after more than 50 years in power, the ruling coalition's days were up. This report starts with the voice of one voter in the capital, Kuala Lumpur.
I think a lot of people are very numb. I mean, I'm out right now in KL, and it's very quiet. I think people were up very late last night. I think generally, and this is just from social media and through my friends and contacts, is that people are very disappointed. I think that those who did vote for the opposition felt like there really was a chance this time.
But the ruling coalition that's been in power for more than half a century wasn't dislodged in this election. Despite unconfirmed reports that the opposition parties have won around half or even more than half of the popular vote, the long-reigning Barisan Nasional has won a comfortable majority of the seats in the parliament. It's a bitter disappointment to politically awakened younger voters in urban areas, many of whom had been pushing for a change. Vivian was one of those voters. She lives in Kuala Lumpur, and she didn't want us to reveal her last name.
The voter turnout of over 80% was just incredible. And if you were there at the polling stations, it was just a sense of hope and of change.
Although the ruling coalition remains in power, there is a sense among some of Malaysia's younger voters that the tide of change will continue to grow.
I believe that this result is the start of a larger change. There's been a lot of promises for Malaysia. So my hope is, there will be disappointment. There will be definitely different and differing opinions. But my personal belief is that it is part of a larger change.
This is Melissa. She didn't want us to reveal her last name. She told me that at the last election, she didn't even bother to vote. But at this election, she not only voted, she was also volunteering as a polling agent and counting agent to scrutinise the process. It's a change reflected in many young people in Malaysia who'd previously felt that voting or getting involved in politics would have little effect on the ruling coalition.
In 2008, because there was also no social media, I think it was a very different scenario. We just relied on mainstream media, so we didn't know what was happening. So definitely a lot more involvement this time around amongst my peers.
But Melissa's story isn't replicated across all regions and age groups. While election observers say that urban Malaysians are beginning to desert the ruling coalition in big numbers, rural voters haven't been so quick to jump on the bandwagon of change. Greg Lopez is visiting fellow at the ANU Department of Political and Social Change.
What is appearing is there are two Malaysias. There is the urban peninsula Malaysia, Malays, Chinese, Indians, and various communities rejecting a Barisan Nasional in massive ways. Then there is the rural Malay that appears to still prefer the ruling coalition.
There's no guarantees about what will happen next. Leading opposition figure Anwar Ibrahim has said that there were elements of fraud and irregularities in the poll that he will contest. For her part, first-time voter Melissa hopes the international community keeps the spotlight on the election process, even after the result has come through.
I do hope that that whatever was not done fairly is looked into again. That's my hope for the next few days. I hope that there's peace as well in the way that it's done. It's not done in a way that is bringing about fear and violence. And I think that it's possible to be done in a legitimate way. But I do feel that Malaysia and the people really need the support of the international press to look in and to investigate and to help us investigate this as well.
That was Melissa, a young voter who spoke to me from Kuala Lumpur, finishing that report.